Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We chat about only items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me and welcome our first timer on Ron Siegel Radio. Rhonda Ramsey, Home Express Mortgage is in the house. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio, although today we're Alex, good to see you. We haven't seen you in a while, buddy. Glad you are here. Celebrating today, Make Your Bed Day. I don't know about that one. How about National Hot Cross Bun Day? Having beaten anorexia, I had to look this one up. Hot cross buns, they look pretty good. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know. I didn't know what a hot cross bun was, but it is a sweet, delicious, spiced bun. Has its day each September 11th, as it is National Hot Cross Bun Day. Throw a little currants or raisins in there. Add a little bit of sweetness. But obviously, all the things that we talk about today all come in a very, very distant second as to our real day of September 11th, 2001. Have you thought back? Where were you? I don't know that anybody does not know precisely where they were that day, that first moment that they heard what was going on in our country's history. And I can tell you this, obviously, like all others, I was actually very, very close to ground zero. I was at advanced training for Merrill Lynch back then at the Merrill Lynch campus, Princeton, New Jersey, right across the river. We were doing some training, went out to a break. Yeah, you get breaks around 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. And out in the lobby, there's a TV. We see what's going on, and nobody really goes back into the sessions. And basically, the event ended right then and there. Merrill Lynch obviously had a large building across the street from the towers. Next morning, we actually had breakfast with people that were in that building and saw the people that were jumping and hearing some of the recounts of what went on there. Just unbelievable. I called my wife that day. I've shared this, I think, before, but I called my wife from New Jersey, and our kids were relatively little, 18 years ago, and I said, keep the kids home from school, and woke her up. I mean, she doesn't do mornings. Those of you that know her know that she morning 7 o'clock only comes once a day. Sun is generally setting at that time, not rising. And I said, keep the kids home from school. I don't want them going to school today. She said, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Anybody that's married has heard that before, I'm sure. But nonetheless, keep the kids home, keep them in arm's distance, not knowing what was going on. You know, the feeling, I was unable to get out of New Jersey for 4 days. We were stuck there. My parents were luckily caught an early flight because we had an office in New York, a family business in an office in New York. And my parents were actually on schedule to be on the Newark flight. They caught a plane earlier heading back to California. They were grounded in Chicago for several days as well. So we all understand those days. Where were you? Have you thought about that concept and just understanding what this means and the understanding of not ever forgetting? I listened to the president this morning discussing the concepts and some of the issues of 9/11 and some countries thinking that they can try and get away with some of these things. Have you seen what's going on in Afghanistan right now? Right? I mean, right after the stroke of 9/11, around midnight Afghanistan time, you know, they bomb or try to bomb our embassy there. Right? These are things that you want to have a strong set of leadership. when it comes time to vote next year, you want to remember these are the days of 9/11, what it felt like then. Who would you want to be the leader at that time, leading the country? Make your votes heard. We're watching the destruction right now of California because of votes. A lot of people don't understand it. They're watching, but they say, you know something? When was the last time California was really a strong, strong state? Well, you have to probably go back to the Reagan days, right? I mean, we had a strong middle class then. Now, what does our middle class look like? Homeless, right? You look at the streets of Los Angeles, you look at the streets of San Francisco, and you move the mayor who destroyed San Francisco, a great, great city, move him into Sacramento, and look what's happening. We're seeing that these small business owners are getting devastated in our state. Right? Think about it. If you wanted to pick up a few extra hours working for Uber, and at one point, in most states anyway, you just turn on the app and you go work. Well, according to the state of California, they don't want you to be able to do that. You're going to have to be scheduled as a W-2 employee. Is that what you really want? If you want to buy investment property, and we're going to talk a lot about investment property today, but the state wants to control how much you can rent that for, and in successive years, how much you can rent that for. Is that really what we want? These are all things that you just have to think about. And a day of remembrance should actually be a great time for you to think back and say, you know something? On September 11th or September 12th, 2001, did you want to have George W. Bush as president, or did you want to have Jimmy Carter, if you're old enough to remember Jimmy Carter, right? Who would you have wanted to have as president at that time? Would you want to have Donald Trump, who you probably don't like the way he says things and some of his tweets? If you're like me, I'm a conservative. Not very fond of the way he communicates, but you know something? I'd rather have him out there as our president, as the commander in chief, as opposed to a slick speaking Barack Obama who drew a line in the sand and did nothing with it. Just throw that out there. You just need to remember those things. That's my opinion. If you have a different opinion, vote, but get educated. Understand why you're voting for who you're voting for. Just my thoughts on this day of remembrance here in the United States. Let's look at the markets, though. Dow Jones and Dow. I heard this, and I haven't had a chance to research it. I heard this earlier today, and it would be fascinating to know. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 103 points right now. And I heard a story this morning that the Dow has never been down on September 11th since the attacks. Fascinating. I had not heard that before. Have to check it out. The S&P 500 up 13 points as we speak. Oil down $1.17 as I speak with you this morning. I look at the bonds, and we're going to talk a bit more about the bonds in the mortgage minute. But the bond rates, they've been very, very volatile. Right now, 173 on the 10-year bond. Now, why has the 10-year bond gone up so much? Yet Germany, they're still getting a negative interest rate on their bonds. In Italy, well, you don't want to put your money in for 10 years in Italy. You don't know where that'll be. Japan, their bond is paying a negative interest rate. It has been for decades. So why is our bond going up? I'm going to talk to you about that in the mortgage minute. But we're looking at all these different things for you as we speak right now. We watch a lot of different news stories. What's driving it? Biggest news story in the financial industry yesterday. How about Apple? Are you going to get a new Apple iPhone? I've got the 10X Max or whatever, or X Max, the big one for guys that are blind like me, old people. I think I'm going to get the new one. Are you getting the new one? Now, I did watch because they're coming out with their streaming service. I think it's $4 and change a month. But if you buy a new product, iPhone, iPad, Mac, you get it free for a year. Do I remember something about Microsoft doing that with their browser a long time ago, and then they got hit with antitrust because they were giving something of value for free? I wonder if that's going to happen to Apple. Just throw that out there for you to think about. I do have some Apple heads, full disclosure. I own some Apple stock, Apple options as well. So we just throw that out there, let you know that we're watching that for you, where the market's heading. But that does have an effect on, obviously, Netflix, Disney, Roku, all down yesterday after Apple says they're going to give away for free their service. We'll talk more about that as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, investing in real estate when maybe your tax man does a little bit too good a job. We'll talk about that one. We're going to also talk a little bit about millennial buying power poised to boost home ownership. What should my mortgage credit score be? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Dow Jones now up 91 points, NASDAQ up 68 points. We're looking at the S&P 500 up 13 points. The U.S. Treasuries, 1.737 is the yield on those. Mortgage-backed securities up 2 basis points, which is basically a whole lot of ho-hum. Doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot there. But now the important part, and I tell you this all the time, I just had this conversation with somebody yesterday. Those are all the details that you can get from that super secret website, google.com. But why is it happening? These are the issues that we are wondering is, why are these things going on? Why do the numbers do what they do? And obviously, it's our goal here, our plan, is we have to just watch it and say what's happening here and operate based on what is happening, what we're doing, the issue of where it's going. So the bonds, they're off their best levels a little bit. They're really getting support from that 50-day moving average. That's the biggie that we're watching this morning, is how is that supporting that? When there's not a lot of news out there, we're always looking at what is going on the technical side. The producer price index, that measures inflation on a wholesale level, usually gets very little respect from the market, little impact on trading, but it is important, and this morning pushed bonds a little bit lower. This morning's report, which was for the month of August, showed that headline producer inflation rose 0.1% month over month, which easy for me to say, which was in line with expectations on a year-over-year basis. Headline PPI went from 1.7 to 1.8. Now, that is the producer price index, 1.7 to 1.8. Remember that number, because it's a number I've been referencing a whole lot when we hear about all these issues of tariffs, all the garbage that the American consumer is paying for these tariffs. Well, if the American consumer was paying for the tariffs, that number would not be 1.7 or 1.8. It would be a lot bigger than that. So just remember that when they tell you that we're paying, it's getting passed along to the consumer. No, it's not. Consumer price index, that's going to be a much more important number. That comes out tomorrow. The Mortgage Bankers Association reported their mortgage application data for last week, as they do every Wednesday. Overall mortgage application was up 2%. Applications to purchase a home up 4% and are up 8.8% from this time last year. Refinances up 0.4% and are now up 169% for the year. Can you believe that one? Yeah, we like that. People have been taking advantage of these interest rates. That's just the idea there. Now, interest rates have been up. I shared that with you earlier, that interest rates in the bond market has been going crazy. And I had told you, when interest rates, when the bonds were at about 2 point, or the 10-year treasury was at 2.4, expected to go to 138 to 142, right? I mean, if you want me to, I can go back and pull the tapes of when we said that. Right now we got down to, what did we get down to? We got down to about 145, I think it was, on an intraday basis, 144 on an intraday basis. Right now, we're back up. We're coming up to a Fibonacci level. That's a technical term. We'll see if it hits, or if that holds that line of support and then goes back down again. But think about this. When you go from 142 to 173, what's that, about 25% increase? And interest rates are up a little bit, so watch out for that. But get ready, because we might still see some more strength there, because I think we're still going to go even lower. That's the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. But a product that we want to talk about, and I don't usually talk too much about product here. I like to talk about solutions and opportunities. But in order to get to these solutions and get to the opportunities, you have to have the right kind of products. And one of those products that I've been fascinated by, in fact, we've actually been able to use the program to help some individuals accomplish their goals, their missions, has been products that come from, now. And just remember this, the Home Express Mortgage, they're a wholesale company. You're not going to call as John Q. Public and talk to Home Express. You go through a broker or one of their clients who's an intermediary, and you find the right programs and products. Rhonda Ramsey is with us from Home Express Mortgage. Welcome.
Welcome to me. Yay. Thank you for having me.
Glad you're here. So let's chat a little bit about some of these different, and I don't want to get too in the weeds, because anybody that knows anything about lending guidelines probably finds them extremely boring.
That's true.
Right? We have to live with these things. I mean, if you have a case of insomnia, I can give you what the Fannie Mae guideline book is, what, about 400 or 500 pages?
Correct.
And it'll put you to sleep within about the first half a page. So that'll give you 2 years worth of good sleeping right there.
Exactly.
But let's talk about some of these specialty products. And some people thought, You know, after 2008, none of these things would come back. But the marketplace really wants programs. They don't want to get this 1.7 return on their money.
Right.
So, because I hear this all the time, Ron, why is it that somebody would go and do a stated income loan? Why would an investor do a stated income loan or a no document loan things? And the bottom line is they want a better return on their money than 1.7.
Right.
I mean, that's really what the focus is. But, you know, a guy that's got a few million dollars, if he can get 2 or 3, that's a big benefit over 1.
Right.
I mean, so you don't have to have a outrageous return. You're just looking for a fair return on your investment.
Correct.
So when you talk about programs like this, one of the things that I come across a lot when talking to some of our listeners and our private clients is, you know, I've owned my own business and I've got an accountant that does a great job for me. So I don't show a whole lot of income. Is there a solution for something like that?
So yes, I'm glad these products are coming back to a certain degree. There are lots of checks and balances in place now.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Right? We don't want to go through another 2008, 9, 10. We did that already.
Right, exactly. And I think there's been a lot of underserved communities, you know, over the last decade because there's been no product out there available to self-employed people, people that make tips, you know, people that want to purchase homes that have that can't qualify for a standard 2 years taxes and W-2s and pay stubs. And there's a lot, especially in California. So we market to those clients. We help brokers to get people into homes and refinance and those types of things. We specialize.
So you can do this type of a product for a refinance too?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So now so somebody's bought a house and they're looking at mortgage insurance and maybe they bought it 2 or 3 years ago, or they did a hard money loan. Right, where there are flip loan, where they're at 9, 10, 11%, those people are still out there.
Right.
They can be served with some of these products.
Right. We do them every day.
Okay.
And we are picking up more and more steam in the marketplace because people are getting more familiar with non-QM loans.
Okay, you can't get too technical on me because I'm a simple guy.
Sorry.
Non-QM loans.
Non-QM loans, yeah.
I call it exotic or non-traditional.
So it's a non-qualifying mortgage.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not a standard.
I don't qualify. Freddie.
It's a non Freddie Fannie FHA. You know, you've got VA loans and that type of thing. But yeah.
So it's outside the government-sponsored entities. These are products away from that world. And the government's, it's legal to do these kind of things where you're not going through all the traditional hoops and things with the government.
Well, consumers are still protected. They're protected with TRID. Right, on owner-occupied. On non-owners, there's another avenue for that as well. And we really are focusing right now on helping people with bank statements, cash flow, you know, self-employed borrowers, people that want to do investment properties, et cetera.
What do you mean by the idea that the consumers are protected? So if there are programs out there that don't protect them? I mean, what does that mean?
So, you know, with what happened in 2008, you know, everyone was, there were different things put in place to protect the consumer as far as purchasing. So if you have an owner-occupied home, there's certain rules that are in place basically for the consumer to make sure that they get the full disclosures, that they're not overcharged, all those things.
So you're talking about the idea of the wall between using the appraisal management company to protect on the appraisal side.
Correct.
And the waiting periods on reading documents and the documents that have to be provided.
Correct.
Is what you're referring to as far as the protections.
Right.
And again, Rhonda's not saying this, I'm saying it. Some of these protections out there put in by government, they don't necessarily protect anybody. They don't do what they were intended to. There is a lot of great intention, but the execution doesn't always help the way they want. And, you know, I look at that from the idea of an appraisal. You know, it used to be that we could vet the appraiser, and now it's basically you go into a big pot and they assign them, and you don't know if you're going to get a good appraiser or a bad appraiser.
Right.
And there was some problems back in the day, but, you know, I would guess there was probably 2-4% of the arena of the marketplace had bad appraisal, had appraisers and lenders and realtors all in cahoots.
Yeah.
And it was a small percentage, so you put in this big rules.
AMCs.
Yeah, appraisal management companies. And they go out and they're supposedly helping the consumer, but the prices went up. Right? Appraisal costs went up to the consumer. They didn't necessarily get the job they wanted.
And you had some great appraisers getting out of the business because they were getting a much smaller portion of the fee. So it's a lot of work.
Right. And a lot of responsibility. They put a lot of responsibility on the appraisers.
Right.
And as an investor, you want a good appraisal. Right. I mean, and the consumer wants to know what they're getting legitimately.
Right.
Right. So there's some, it was intended to be good, but you don't always know. You don't always get the outcome that we desire, I guess is the bottom line. But so if we have a great accountant and he takes every legal deduction, we can sometimes find people that make really good money, self-employed, who are getting hurt from all of the Consumer Financial Protection Board programs that said you had to make certain amounts of money in order to get into these qualified mortgages, right?
Right, right.
And now there's these, now the marketplace through your company has come out with a solution to that.
Correct. So in many cases, we can go with a higher debt-to-income ratio.
Okay.
We have programs where we can do bank statements, cash flow if someone's had a business for less than 24 months, if they're self-employed. We have interest-only options. You know, there's various things we can do. VOE-only, P&L for...
Can't get into the technicals. I'm simple.
Sorry.
VOE.
Verification of employment.
Okay. So if somebody's... So all they have to do is have a job?
It's
a little more than that.
It's a little more. It depends on the loan to value and what the credit score is and all that. But typically, if someone wants to get a home and they've got a job and or income coming in and they don't have terrible credit, we usually can get them into something.
So I'm going to take it one step further because you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. If you have bad credit, then what we do is we get them into a game plan, right? And you can talk to our friend Jeff Sipes or Dean and work on getting your credit scores increased so that you can get onto one of these programs once your scores make sense. So we're going to talk about that as well. We're going to take a quick break here. Then we're going to come back and chat about millennial buying power and what should my mortgage credit score be? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available on Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of our
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, do you want to know what the county recorder knows about your home? Do you want to know what the market knows about your home? Text SLT, Home Digest, to 79564. You'll get all that information free as well. SLT, Home Digest. That'll give it to you. Millennial buying power poised to boost home ownership. In a recent article by Realtor Magazine, Mark Fleming, chief economist of First American Financial Corporation, notes, and I quote, "The largest group of millennials by birth year will turn 30 in 2020, which puts them entering their prime home buying years," unquote. The article continues to describe how millennials have more buying power than the generations that preceded them, making their interest in embracing home ownership stronger than ever. Millennials, the most educated generation, have the highest incomes across their generational cohorts, even when salaries are adjusted for inflation, unquote. This combination of power and desire has the potential to drive positive growth in home ownership rate heading into the near future, according to Fleming. Quote, "The gap between the potential and actual home ownership in 2018 narrowed slightly as the growth in home ownership modestly exceeded the increase in potential demand," unquote. He says, citing First American's Home Ownership Progress Index, "We expect the home ownership rate to further close the gap with potential in the years ahead as millennials continue to make their important decisions, such as attaining an education and later in life getting married and having children. That said, the shortage of sellable inventory in the entry and mid-range levels that's attracted potential millennial buyers may be a contributing factor as to why many millennials haven't yet purchased a home." According to another recent citing, Frank Martell, president and CEO of CoreLogic, lower rates are certainly making it more affordable to buy homes, and millennial buyers are entering the market with increasing force. These positive demand drivers, which are occurring against a backdrop of persistent shortages in housing stock, are the major drivers for higher home prices, which will likely to continue to rise for the foreseeable future. Bottom line, if you're thinking of selling, let's chat, determine if now is a great time for you to list your house and move up. More millennials are getting ready to jump into the market and join the ranks of home ownership, so demand for homes in the starter and mid-level range will continue to be strong. That is the real-time real estate segment, again brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. If you found the dream home, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Get that free information about what the county recorder and the marketplace knows about your home. So let's think about this. What has been the cause of people not moving to that? The reason we have a shortage of homes is a lot of the move-up buyer don't believe that they can afford or they can qualify to get that next home, to get that bigger home. They've done, as Rhonda has said earlier, you know, they're maybe they work on a tip basis, don't have the full documentation. I know you're paying taxes on the tips, but you may not have the pay stub for it. Might be a business owner that has a great CPA that takes every possible deduction. I get it. So here's the issue. How do you qualify if you don't have that income? And that's what we were chatting this morning. Rhonda Ramsey is with us. Home Express Mortgage is the name of the company. Chatting about some of the different programs. I've got all these different products here. And believe me, we are not going to be reading this to you. But what we do want to know is Rhonda, you made a comment earlier. So let's talk from a 30,000 foot level.
Okay.
You said bank statements. We all have bank statements.
Right.
What are you looking for when you see a business owner's bank statement?
So we're able to use personal business bank statements both
in
conjunction together. So if we need multi-accounts to qualify, for business bank statements, we take the gross deposits and we subtract out transfers, right?
Okay.
If you've got multi-accounts. And then we apply an expense factor for the type of business.
So I deposit, say, $200,000 a month into my business account. It's not a massive size business, right?
Right.
It's a fairly conservative business, say.
Right.
And you just basically look and say, okay, so you now got $200,000 and apply whatever that factor is that you were mentioning. So say we work on a 50% gross margin. You're saying that I can qualify using, in that case, $100,000 a month income?
Sure. Yeah, as long as we've got the transfers out of there and it makes sense, and we factor in the type of business, right? Are they working out of their home? Are they paying rent? Do they have a large building? You've got a lot of people that have small businesses. They run out of their houses.
Sure.
Right? So we might have as low as an expense factor of 10%, let's say.
Okay.
You know, if that makes sense for what they're doing. If you've got a CPA, we had one broker come in, CPA guy was working out of his house. He's had his business for a very long time, so not a lot of marketing costs, right? So
he's
literally got no expenses, but he's got a lot of write-offs on his taxes. So we're not able to use the Schedule C or the K-1s or whatever it is.
Tax return documents.
Right. So we get really creative there. If we know that the money's coming in and it makes sense, then we're able to work with that client or with the broker, you know, for the client.
So that individual then is able to go out and buy the move-up property.
Correct.
Which is really beneficial because, like I just shared with you, that the move-up property is maybe the dream home that you couldn't afford based on a traditional loan. Now, am I paying a huge premium in interest for this?
No. So on any kind of loan, you know, the risk factor comes into play, right? So the lower the loan to value, obviously, you're going to get a better rate. I really can't talk rates, but we do have some terrific rates. I mean, they're not much more in some cases than a standard, you know, loan. And in jumbo loans, you know, we'll go to $3 million. So in Orange County, that's huge.
Right. So it's even bigger in Riverside County.
Yeah.
Other than out in the Coachella Valley. But what the bottom line here is that it's not when you're hearing about these type of programs. And again, we don't talk rates or anything like that because your situation is unique and you get the best rate that you qualify for. But the bottom line is you're not looking at double-digit interest rates.
Right.
Right? So it's a moderate rate. And I'm going to suggest in some of the numbers I've looked at for some of the – from our private clients that we consult with is basically when you look at an interest-only program, it could be less than what you're paying for a traditional loan. Right? So think about that concept. And then I go back to the article that we just referenced is – if there's a lot of demand for that entry level and you're in an entry level and there's not as much demand for that move up home, you're going to get a better buy on the move up home.
Right.
And you're going to get a better sales price on your departing property.
Correct.
So you win all the way around. Now, do you ever come across individuals who do qualify for the traditional jumbo financing and they just don't want to go through all the paperwork?
Sure. Sure. If you have somebody, let's just say you have clients that own a lot of properties, they have rent rolls, they own a big commercial building, or they, you know, we get a lot of really successful people that they've got so many businesses or different things going on where it gets very complicated. You've got partners and corporations and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes it's easier just to do 12 or 24 months personal bank statements and call it a day.
Yeah. So, and that's available now.
Yeah.
and it's not outrageous. And generally the people that are doing these type of programs are a little bit more sophisticated.
Right.
Right. So they understand the idea that there's a cost for doing everything. And you just want it to make sense.
Correct.
Right. Now, do you have to hold these programs for an extraordinary period of time, or are they like on an owner-occupied property? Am I going to have a prepayment penalty like we did in the day of the pick-a-pay loans?
No. So prepayment penalties are not – they're prohibited on TRID loans.
Okay.
So,
what's a TRID loan?
Owner-occupied homes or second homes. Something that would be someone's primary residence, very much a protection there.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about it there. So that makes it another big benefit. Again, one of those protections that you were referencing earlier.
Correct.
So you've got the bank. Now, you said something about a employment loan. All you need to do is have, what is it, a pay stub? The VOE loan that you were talking about?
So VOE is strictly that. It's a VOE only. We send that up to the employer. So, you know.
Whatever the employer says is your income, that's all you really need.
Correct.
Do you have to have a certain amount of time on the job?
Most loans require 2 years employment.
Okay.
We do have a program that requires 4 for self-employed. So it just depends on where you're going. One of the products is an Alt-A fallout, which means that if you don't qualify for a standard conforming loan, or, you know, a Freddie Fannie loan, the rates are really great there. So you can go in there. We have some programs with no reserves requirements, things like that.
Reserves,
which means you have.
That's a complex, a home complex right around the corner from here, right? You're too technical. I'm just a simple guy, Rhonda.
Gotta
bring it down to simple man language.
Yeah, so no extra money in the bank in savings
to
show that you've got principal and interest, taxes and insurance payments for a longer period of time.
Okay.
So
you don't have to have that.
Don't have to have that in some cases, yeah.
So here's the bottom line of what I'm hearing. You better give a call to the team at 800-306-1990, right? Because there's a lot of moving parts here. We're touching on the highlights of these. But if you need some help, if you think you might be having a problem getting that loan done that you really want the property, I'm going to tell you, if mama wants the property, you better find a way to do it. Right? Give us a call, 800-306-1990. We'll put you in touch with the team, and they'll be able to help you out there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, what should my mortgage credit score be? Well, 850, of course. Well, maybe you don't have to have that high. We're going to talk about that. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL. SEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions. Jeff Sipes and the Blue Water Credit Team, they can help you get the errors off your report. Get your reports, when your report is corrected or correct, more correct. Because I've never seen one that's completely correct. The highest score I've seen, 834. 850 is perfect. 834 still had about six or seven errors that I was able to detect. What should my mortgage credit score be is our question today. Well, here's the issue. You don't have a mortgage credit score. Lenders look at certain criteria. Most lenders are looking at FICO scores, not Vantage scores, not FICO scores, not Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, all those funky things that are basically databases to sell you something. If you want to get a great credit score, you got to pay for it. I recommend I use myfico.com. They don't pay me anything for giving you that information, but that's what I use, myfico.com. What do I need as a credit score to be for a mortgage? The simple answer, and it's the same for everybody. It depends. Right? There's mortgage lenders that'll do an inquiry and tell you your credit score. I love it. I shouldn't say I love it. I find it fascinating when people say, well, I went to my bank and they said I don't qualify. And I said, well, most banks forget the part of saying you don't qualify with them, because there are places that you can get credit scores down to as low as, the lowest I've seen lately is a 500 FICO score. Maybe you've seen somebody lower than that, but 500 is the lowest FICO that I've seen around. FHA, they've got some programs. Even for high FICOs, it might be the right program for you. Don't ever look at a program and say that it's a horrible program. Mortgage insurance. I love mortgage insurance, right? For the right person, it makes sense. Should you be in a home or pay rent? Be in a home, pay mortgage insurance, or pay rent? Pay mortgage insurance. You're better off. You're at least in the game. So ideally, the higher the score, the better. The higher the score, the lower the interest rate in most instances. You want to be targeting getting your score correct. You want to be targeting doing the right things. Pay your bills on time. Keep your utilization low. Pay your credit card payments twice a month. I've told you that many times. Always do the same exact things. Make it mechanical. But before you get started on a mortgage, know what your score is and be able to tell whoever your loan officer what your score is. Be educated. That's the bottom line. MyFICO.com, a great source for you. Once you know the score, if it's not in the 700s, high 700s, give me a call at 800-306-1990. We'll look at why that's the case, but make sure it's a real credit score. That's your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So let's think about this concept. We're talking this morning, Rhonda Ramsey's with us, Home Express Mortgage. We're talking about some non-traditional lending options. Did you happen to buy a house in 2009, 2010, 2011? Got a great deal on your house, and you're looking at a whole bunch of equity. California, you may have $500,000 in equity sitting there. Do you know what the rate of return is on home equity? I should have that music, the Jeopardy music on here, because the answer is always the same. The rate of return on home equity is absolutely zero, always, every time. What is the average rate of return or growth on real estate in Orange County, California? Well, the right answer there is 6.19% if you take the last 63 years as an average, 6.19. So you're getting zero, and real estate is 6.19, not counting the leverage because you've got a leverage opportunity there. So, Rhonda, can I take money, can I do a refinance and get some of that $500,000 out of my house?
Absolutely.
Can I put that then into a new product, a project?
Absolutely.
All right, so I can take some of that $500,000, maybe I can get $400,000 out, and I can go and buy a piece of rental property.
Correct.
And then, so let's just use some hypothetical numbers here because I don't want to get too technical, but I've also got a short memory, right? So I'm taking $400,000 out of my house. I'm going and I find an $800,000, say, a duplex, right? So I could put $200,000 down, right? That would, can I, is there a program there that I put $200,000 down, $800,000 duplex? Do I have to do a lot of work to qualify for that?
No, we actually have a program that's on the market now. It's a debt service coverage product,
okay.
Debt service coverage ratio. And what that allows for is a first-time investor with us. So you don't have to have experience per se. If somebody...
could you have experience?
You could have experience.
Or is it only
sure.
for first-time investors?
No, it's for anybody.
Okay, anybody. So first-time included.
Right. So okay. You have somebody that we can do, an investor that owns up to 20 properties, and we can finance 5 with our company through a broker.
Okay.
Basically, it is somewhat of a stated loan because it's an investment property. So, you know, the whole protection thing doesn't come into play as far as the disclosures and such,
right?
Because it's an investment. And basically someone can come in depending on whether the property debt services, as far as the rents and the payment, we can do up to 80% in some cases.
So on our hypothetical here at 200,000, that's 25% down. You've got the duplex. If it's in Southern California, you're probably going to be get somewhere around $2,000 to $3,000 a month in rent on each unit, right? So you're looking at somewhere around $4,000 to $6,000 a month. And I don't know the numbers. I don't have them off the top of my head. You have to call the office to get it, 800-306-1990. We've got $600,000 in a loan plus your mortgage, property taxes and insurance, right? And if that whole payment, which could be interest only.
Correct.
Right? So you could have a $600,000 interest only. Now, let's just use a 6%. I don't 5%, 6%. I don't know what the number is going to be. Right? So if you say a 5% interest only on $600,000, that's going to be $2,500 a month plus another $800 a month in property taxes, roughly. So you're looking at somewhere around $3,300 a month. I'm just guessing here. Don't hold me to the numbers. I don't want to get calls and say, well, Ron said. This is just educational. I'm just throwing out hypothetical numbers. So $3,300 on a $4,600 or $4,000 to $6,000 income. Mm-hmm. Does that work?
Sure.
So there's number. That's the way these numbers work. So you could be sitting now. You take that. Now let's take it the next step, Rhonda. Again, I'm doing just simple math because I'm a simple guy. $800,000, 6%. Because I don't want to go with the whole 6.19%. That's what, $48,000 in appreciation?
You are a smart guy.
$48,000. I've got my rent, and that was on money that's coming out of my prior property,
uh-huh.
Right? So $48,000 on as an annual appreciation. I'm not talking about the compounding here, but that's about a 10% return on that money that I took out. Right? Now I've got to pay the mortgage on that part of the money also.
Right.
Right? But think about those returns that. All we're looking here is what is the difference between the money that you took out your cost of money, right? So now you're in another business, right? You could be a CPA, you could be a plumber, you could be an electrician. I love all of them, right? But all I'm talking here is you're borrowing money at one price, you're loaning or you're investing that money. Does the return on the investment make sense to you? We've already said that we don't have a hit on your cash flow because otherwise you don't qualify for this product, right? So now your appreciation, does that make sense?
Well, what's really fantastic about this product is that you're not qualifying the individual per se as far as a debt ratio. We don't require any income. The whole qualification is based on the FICO score and the loan to value for the rate. And then the qualification on the loan side of it is the schedule of rents that comes in with your appraisal, right? The appraiser is going to give you what the current rents for that market is on that particular home versus your taxes and insurance payment. If you cash flow there, you're approved.
Does that sound simple? Right? One of the biggest problems I've had when I've talked to people about programs like this is they want to make it more complicated than it is. Here's the complication. Call me at 800-306-1990. Put you in touch with the team and see how we can help you. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. If you want to meet any of our guests, if you want to meet Rhonda, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.